Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. On the show today, we play more hit summer songs. We also learn about the best places in America to visit during the summer. But first, we go to a small town in Maryland that is supporting its local artists. A small town on the eastern shore of Maryland has become a patron or supporter of the arts. The community hopes its effort will permit local artists more creative freedom. Avi Arditi tells how.
Vico Van Vas has been making furniture from reclaimed woods for 20 years.
When I get a tree that's been blown over by a hurricane or taken down by a tree company, I have the opportunity to give this tree a second life.
Mr. Van Vas is known for creating beautiful and useful pieces.
And part of my philosophy is that if it took a tree 80 years to grow, I need to build something that will last for that same duration.
The artist formed that philosophy when he lived in a 10-square-meter home he had built near Chestertown, Maryland.
I grew to understand and love nature, but it wasn't just loving nature. It was observing the real subtleties of the land, of the trees. And with that, I felt like I became a steward of nature.
Mr. Van Vas makes his living mostly by building specially ordered furniture. As soon as a piece is done, it goes to the customer. So he was faced with a problem when a local museum invited him to exhibit his furniture at an art show next year. He didn't have a collection.
Basically, the idea of borrowing my client's pieces for 2 months was not an option. I couldn't go in and say, I need to borrow your dining room table for 2 months.
Art gallery owner Carla Massoni came up with a solution. If people were to lend the artist money, he could delay the sale of furniture and gather a collection for the show. After the show, he could sell the pieces and pay back the loans. Ms. Massoni called her idea the Seed Project. She says at least 20 people have contributed money so far.
Many of the people that are involved in this probably wouldn't be able to purchase a piece of Vico's work, but they still want to be part of the process of his creating these pieces.
Bob Ingersoll is one of the Seed Project's supporters.
And it seemed to me such an interesting project. Here, I had a chance to help Vico concentrate more on creating pieces of art. I expect to see a beautiful piece come out of this, or more, many pieces.
Art gallery owner Carla Massoni says this willingness to help could have something to do with the community's historic connection to the area's farmland and river.
What Vico does, using the natural resources of the region, the trees, the connection he has to the living, breathing environment that he's part of, many people share that philosophy as well.
Vico Van Vas says the Seed Project has permitted him to grow as a craftsman.
I thought, what a phenomenal opportunity to get out of my own box and create something very unique, very sculptural, much more artistic, but still functional than what I've created in the past.
The Chestertown community hopes the Seed Project could expand into support for more artists and craftspeople in the future. I'm Avi Arditi.
A listener from Brazil recently wrote to us asking for some advice. He's planning a trip to the United States and wanted to know about the best places to travel in America. Today, we tell about the most popular places to visit in the country and hear about what makes them so appealing. Each of the 50 states in America has interesting things to offer visitors, but some are more popular than others. Washington, D.C. is famous for its historical places, like the White House and the Lincoln Memorial. Visitors to Los Angeles, California, can see the Hollywood Walk of Fame or shop the stores on Rodeo Drive, where they may see a star or two. The Grand Canyon in Arizona appeals to hikers, climbers, and nature lovers, as does Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. TripAdvisor is a website where people can write reviews about their travel experiences. There are also ratings for hotels, restaurants, and places people have visited around the world. Every year, TripAdvisor makes a list of the top 25 cities to visit in the United States. The results are based on the opinions of visitors to the website. This year, TripAdvisor said the top five cities named were New York, New York, San Francisco, California, Chicago, Illinois, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida. Brooke Forensic of TripAdvisor said the top picks on the list were not surprising, and it's no secret why New York City was named the number one destination.
New York City is the place that just has it all, and travelers know that. It has world-class cuisine, accommodations, attractions, and entertainment.
New York City is sometimes called the city that never sleeps because it can be very busy. It is an exciting place for many people because there is so much to do. But the city might be too busy for travelers looking for rest and calm. They might want something more like Myrtle Beach in the state of South Carolina, which made it to number 21 on TripAdvisor's list.
A lot of people come to Myrtle Beach for great weather. It's a wonderful family vacation spot. The beaches, you know, you've got the wonderful Atlantic beaches there. And so I think that, you know, with a lot of family-friendly parks and water parks.
Many people take time off from their jobs in the summer to travel. Because there are many tourists visiting other places, June until August is known as high season. Traveling during the high season can be crowded. Hotels, restaurants, and transportation might also be very expensive. If you want to save money on a trip, it is a good idea to plan to leave before or after the summer months. These times are known as shoulder seasons for travel.
If you're looking for value, you know, try and think about traveling during the shoulder season if it's possible, and the shoulder season being, you know, the fall or the spring. You know, the weather is still very good in some of these destinations, and you can get better prices.
America's major cities are still the most popular destinations for visitors. Forensic says this is because of the good quality of services they provide tourists.
They do a great job of giving travelers what they want when they're on vacation. I think they kind of cater to every type of traveler need. And so whether you're traveling alone, you're traveling for business, if you're traveling with your family, whatever it is, those destinations just are really tuned in to delivering amazing experiences and just a lot of different opportunities when you're there.
To start off the summer this year, Rolling Stone magazine released a list of the 50 best summer songs of all time. The magazine's many other best of lists include the 100 best singers, the 100 best guitar players, and even the 500 greatest songs of all time. Madeline Smith plays some of the tunes that made the Rolling Stone summer list.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
If you have ever heard any of the Beach Boys songs, you probably are not surprised that some appear on the list. The Beach Boys came to fame in the 1960s with cheerful pop songs about sunshine, riding the ocean waves, and living a summer lifestyle. Their song, California Girls, made it to number 4 on Rolling Stone's list.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you feel alright. And the Northern girls with the way they kiss, they keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they all could be Californians. I wish they all could be Californians. I wish they all could be Californians.
A learning English listener suggested another Beach Boys song, Kokomo, as their favorite summer song.
Off the Florida Keys, there's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama, come on pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? You can take it fast and then
The Lovin' Spoonful was also a popular 1960s band. Another learning English listener said that the group's song, Summer in the City, is a favorite. The song is number 7 on Rolling Stone's Best Summer Songs list. Summer in the City talks about the hot, dirty, and uncomfortable conditions that a summer day can bring. But it celebrates the season after sundown. The lyrics are, cool town, evening in the city, dressing so fine and looking so pretty.
Cool town, evening in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
We leave you with a song not on Rolling Stone's list, but a listener loves it. Here is Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. The song tells a story of nostalgia, a longing for the past.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Seeing some guys from school, had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married, should've known we'd never get far.
I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Our program was written by Katie Weaver and Madeline Smith, who was also the producer. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Learning English. You don't